And we are trying to finish the parak by the end of next week. So we've got to go a little bit quicker than we normally can. But the truth is, the Gemara is not difficult. Relatively easy sugyas till the end of the parak. So hopefully we should manage to do it. B'siyata d'shmaya. We're up to when the Gemara says right at the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Omad Beis Ein Mevarachim, the fifth bottom line. Ein Mevarachim. Nachum, you've been thrown out of the kitchen.
Something like that.
Where are you hiding now?
I'm away. I'm not in Beit Shemesh.
I know Beit Shemesh. Okay, good to see you. Says the Gemara, Ein Mevarachim, on the fifth bottom line. Ein Mevarachim. So the Gemara there said, if you look back at the Mishnah, it says you should not be Mevarach on a Ner or on a Besomim of a Goy. Now, with regard to a Ner, we understand because we're going to learn extensively on the next Amud, the halacha called a Ner Shaloi Shavas, which means a Ner that did not literally rest on Shabbos. So if it was a Ner of a Goy, then we assume that the Goy lit this Ner on Shabbos, which means that a Malacha was done to this Ner. Now, obviously, a Goy is allowed to light a candle on Shabbos. We're not talking about any Aveira, as it were, that was done. But nonetheless, a Maisa of lighting a candle on Shabbos was done to this Ner, and that's not what should be used for Havdalah. You need to have a Ner Sheshavas, which, as it were, rested on Shabbos. No Malacha was done to it. That we'll discuss in a moment. So the Gemara says, Eim Avarchim, Bishleim a Ner. I understand when it comes to a Ner, Mishum Deloy Shavas, because it did not rest. Ela Besamim, my timer. But what's the problem with taking a Besamim of a Goy? So look at Rashi towards the bottom of the Amud, Mishum Deloy Shavas, Mimelechas Aveira, it did not rest as it were from a Melechas Aveira, Shehoeve Kichovim, Oysa Melocha La'oiroi, because the Goy did a Melocha with his light. V'tanya Lekamon, and we're going to learn later on, Oir Shaloi Shavas, not Shaloi Shabbos. Obviously, it comes from the same Shirish. Oir Shaloi Shavas, Ein Mevarachin Olav. You cannot make a bracha on it, Hoyel Venev the Boy Aveira, because an Aveira was done with it, which, by the way, is a little bit difficult to understand. But why is it called an Aveira? It's not an Aveira.
Right. The guy's not Mechuyev.
Not only is he not Mechuyev, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So it's a little bit difficult to call this Aveira. Now, obviously, what it means it's an Aveira for a Yid. And that's what it means. Either way, so a Ner Shaloi Shavas cannot be used on Matzah Shabbos for Havdalah, and that we understand. So the Gemara is asking, but what about Besomim though? Why can't you use Besomim of a Goy for Havdalah? So back into the Gemara, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Hocha. What we're talking about over here is B'masibas Oyvdei Kichavim. We're talking about Besomim that were taken from a party. A masiba is a party. From a party of Goyim.
I mean, when Rashi says, Osa Malacha La'oro, does that mean that the Goy actually got Hadnah from the light? Or does it matter that just, it was in his house lit all Shabbos, he wasn't home, and then I went and took it?
Yeah, no, it was lit on Shabbos. We'll see, it was lit on Shabbos. If it was lit before Shabbos, then it's okay. So with regard to Besomim, we're talking about Besomim that were taken from a party of Goyim. Mepnei, Shestam, Mesibas, Oivdei Kichovim, Avodah Zarah. Because the assumption is that a party of Goyim, there was Avodah Zarah going on, at least in the times of Chazal. And therefore, any Besomim that comes on this party, we want to have nothing to do with it. because it's besamim of avodah zarah, and obviously it's totally inappropriate to use that for havdalah. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Ha, oh, but surely midak tani sefer, seeing as it states quite clear in the sefer of the Mishnah, it says there, ein mevarchin loyan aleir v'loyal abesamim shel avodah zarah. It says in the sefer, do not use besamim of avodah zarah. Now, if it says that, michlal, we can deduce that deresha lav ba'avodah zarah askinon. We're clearly not dealing with avodah zarah in the resha, if that's the case of the sefer. So how can you tell me don't use besamim in the resha? It says don't use besamim from a goy. And you're telling me that's because of avodah zarah, but that's the very halacha that's told to us in the sefer. So how can the resha and the sefer be telling us the exact same thing? If the sefer is talking about besamim, then surely it means that the resha is indeed not talking about besamim. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chanina Masura, Ma'atam Ka'omar. It's a Ma'atam. The Sefer is in fact giving the reason for the Resha. Ka'omar, as we always translate, means, not says. What the Sefer is telling you is in fact giving the reason behind the Resha. And this is the way you've got to read the Mishnah. Ma'atam. Ein mevarchin lo yala ner v'lo yala besomim shel akum. The answer is mipnei shestam mesibas oivdei kichovim la'avodah zarah. So therefore, the sefer is not an altogether different case to the resha. It's not two separate statements. If it would be two separate statements, and the second statement tells you about avodah zarah, then you can hardly say that the first statement is avodah zarah. The answer is it's all one long sentence. Don't use besomim of avodah zarah. Do you want to know why? The answer is because of the rain. Because stam avodah kechavim is for avodah zarah. So it's not two separate statements, but rather it is a statement followed by the explanation. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now we get to the halacha that we referred to before. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Oir Sheshavas, a light which, as it were, rested on the Shabbos, Mevarchin Olav, the Shaloi Shavas. If, however, it did not rest on Shabbos, Ein Mevarchin Olav. Says the Gemara, Umay Loi Shavas. What exactly does that mean, that it did not rest? See, I did have my Gemara. 1 second. Where's that page gone? 1 second. Give me 2 seconds. Excuse me. Yes, what does it mean, a light that did or didn't rest? Says the Gemara, I neima loy shovas machmas melocha, afilo mi melocha dehetero. If you're going to suggest, what it means is, you have to have a light which rested from all melocha, even if it was done in a permissible manner. Maybe that's what it means. You have to have a ner sheshavas. It rested. No melocha was done to it whatsoever. Not only forbidden melocha, but even permissible melocha. Is that what it means? By the way, what's permissible melocha? Pekuach nefesh. So imagine you needed to light a candle in a situation of pekuach nefesh. That's a melocha, but it was a melocha that's done in a permissible manner. Now, can you use that candle on Motzah Shabbos for Havdalah? So the Gemara is suggesting maybe when it says you have to have a Ner Sheshavas, maybe that means absolutely rested, no melacha was done to it whatsoever, even in a permissible manner. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Why? V'hotanya, we have learned in a braisa, oir shel chayo, a light of a midwife. Chayo is a midwife. V'shel chayle, or sick person. We're talking about a sick person, obviously, who is in a situation of pikuach nefesh and needed a candle. Or a woman in childbirth who was in a matzav of pikuach nefesh and she needed a candle. So that type of light, mevorachin olav, you are allowed to be mevorach. So don't tell me that ner sheshovas means it has to be shovas from any type of malacha, even the malacha of heta, because I've got a mufurash abraisa that says that if it was lit on Shabbos beheta, meaning for a for a midwife or for a chayla, then you are allowed to make a bracha on it. Says the Gemara, you're right. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, my shavas, quote unquote. So what does in fact it mean, shavas? She shavas machmas meleches aveira. Underline the word aveira. So if it was lit on Shabbos, but in a permissible manner, because it means it was in a situation of pikuach nefesh, then indeed you may use that candle for Havdalah. But if it was lit be'issa, meleches aveira, whether by a Jew or a goy, then that cannot be used for Shabbos, for Havdalah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi. We can back this up with the braisa because it says ashoshis. Ashoshis, Rashi says, is a lantern. Shahoisa doilekes vahoileches kol hayoim kuloi. If it was lit all the way from Erev Shabbos, Rashi tells us. So I don't have any problem with the fact that it was a light on Shabbos. That doesn't matter. Because it wasn't lit on Shabbos. So what's the halacha of that? When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to make a bracha. So what do you see from there? You see from there that it all depends on one thing and one thing only. It doesn't matter to me whether it was a light. That's not the problem. The problem is, was it lit be'issa? So if it was lit for purposes of pikuach nefesh, or if it was lit before Shabbos, and on Shabbos it was still burning, that's not a problem. But if it was lit on Shabbos, either by a Jew or a non-Jew, that cannot be used for Havdalah. Look at Rashi.
From Yom Kippur, where to make Havdalah after Yom Kippur, it has to have been lit all of Yom Kippur.
Correct. There's Rashi, top Rashi. In name of loy shavas machmas malach v'afilu malach shel heta kegoin shel choyla v'shel chayo koma de'im mevorachin. Are you trying to tell me that you cannot make a brach on that? That can't be. Ashosh's lantern shoyso de'leches v'leches me erev Shabbos ubebeis Yisrael. So when it comes to lefi motzei Shabbos mevorachin, lefi sheloy nevda bo aveira, because no aveira was done to it. Sheloy hud l'ko b'Shabbos, because at the end of the day it was not lit on Shabbos. And if it was not lit on Shabbos, Samela, under circumstances like that, therefore no Issa was done, and Amela, you can use the Neir for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Nochri Shehidlik Mi Yisrael, V'Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Nochri. Mavorachin olav. So what's the Gemara discussing over here? Nochri shehidlik mi Yisrael. A non-Jew lit a flame. But where did he take that flame from? He took a flame from a flame that had been lit by a Jew. Now, when did the non-Jew light this flame, and when did the Jew light the flame? So Rashi says, Nochri shehidlik mi Yisrael, mishechoshcha motzei Shabbos, when it became dark on motzei Shabbos. Now, when did this Yisro light the candle? Does it say clearly by you that we're talking about the Yisro lit it on Motzah Shabbos as well?
You mean by all I see is the Rashi that says Nachri Shehi Lit Mi Yisrael. It doesn't say anything else.
Yes, sir. Rabbi Yosef, what does it say with you in the art scroll? Does it say that when the Jew lit it?
That's what I'm looking at, is the art scroll.
So we're talking about that the Jew lit it on Motzah Shabbos as well?
At 7, for even though the second light was kindled after Shabbos, the source fire itself, while in possession of the first Gentile, did not rest on Shabbos.
Now that's the next case.
All right.
The case before, Nochri Shehidlik Mi Yisro, a non-Jew lit from a Jew. So when did the Jew light? The Jew lit on Motzah Shabbos?
It says specifically in the notes, after Shabbos.
So everything was on a Motzah Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay. So Nochri Shehidlik Mi Yisro, Ve Yisroel Shehidlik Mi Nochri, Mavarach and Olav. No problem. Mm-hmm. However, Nochri may Nochri, but a goy from a goy. So when did the first goy light? The first goy lit on Shabbos, I think it means. But then the goy took another flame from that on Motzah Shabbos. Ein Mavarach and Olav. Now, go back one line. When it says, a Yisrael Shehidlik Minochri, what was that talking about? Presumably also, the guy lit the candle on Shabbos afternoon. So obviously you can't use that for Havdalah. That's a Ner Shaloi Shabbos. But then the Jew took a flame from that on Motzah Shabbos. And we were told... Sorry?
We already know that he can't use it.
In which case?
Why not? If the goy lit it on Shabbos.
But then the Jew took a flame from it on Motzah Shabbos, you are allowed to make a havdol on it. You can't use the very flame that the goy lit up. But we're talking about the Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Nochri.
But you're transferring from the one that was lit on Shabbos.
Correct. So the goy lit his candle number one on Shabbos afternoon. We all know that you cannot use that candle on Motzah Shabbos for Havdalah. But if on Motzah Shabbos, the Jew comes along with his candle and he takes a flame from the candle number one that was lit by the goy on Shabbos afternoon, and the Braisa said, Mavorchin Olov, then you can make a brach on it. What you cannot...
Seems like a kasha.
Oh, we'll see. But what you cannot do is a Nochri Me Nochri. So if Goy number one lit a candle on Shabbos afternoon, and Goy number two came along and lit from that candle, he transferred the flame to another candle on Motzah Shabbos, then you cannot use it.
It's once removed,
Sorry?
It's once removed.
That's exactly
from the initial one.
Right, it's a second generation light.
That's right.
Right, says the Gemara, what's going on? Maishno Nochri Mi Nochri Deloi. What is the difference in the case number three, where you said that a goy from a goy, you cannot use that flame? Why? Mishum Deloi Shavas. Because the original flame did not rest. Meaning, even though goy number two took his flame on Motzah Shabbos, but he took it from flame number one that was lit on Shabbos. So you've got to look at the original flame. Well, if that's the case, Ihochi, if so, Yisrael may nochri, nami holoi shavas, ? So when the Jew takes his flame on Motzah Shabbos from the flame that was lit by the goy on Shabbos afternoon, why don't we say again, don't just look at the last flame, look at the original flame, and the original flame was lit on Shabbos, because that definitely seems to be the way we're looking at things. Horaya, goy from a goy, you said is asa. Even though the second flame was lit on Motzah Shabbos, but you seem to be telling me you've got to look at the original. Well, if I've got to look at the original, then so too when the Yisrael took the flame on Motzah Shabbos, but the original flame was from a goy on Shabbos afternoon, that should be asur as well. And yet it says it's mutter, question mark. Now, v'chi tema. If you're going to tell me that, no, you're looking at it wrong. Hach isura, this forbidden flame, ozal lei, has gone. Vaho achrina, hu, and this is now a brand new flame. That's the way we look at it. Ubeyoda, the Yisrael, and it's in the hands of the Jew that komis yalda, that it became born. In other words, this is always the big question. When you take one flame from another, do we view the second flame as a brand new flame, or do we view it just as a continuation of flame number one?
Perhaps you can say that because there's no mamashes to a flame.
Right. And there ain't boy mamash. So therefore, do we say this is just the original and you've just passed it on from one candle to another, or perhaps not? This is, as it were, a new leidah, a new leidah. A new flame has been born. So maybe that's why you're telling me that if a Jew takes a flame on Motzah Shabbos from a candle that was lit by a goy on Shabbos afternoon, maybe that's why you're telling me that it is permitted, because I view the second flame as a brand new flame. Now, of course, that would all be fine and wonderful, but the obvious question would be, so then what about a nochri from a nochri? So again, if goy number two took a flame from goy number one, that should also be permitted, because you look at the second flame and that was born on Motzah Shabbos. But the Gemara doesn't ask that. Tosfos discusses why. But what does the Gemara ask? Says the Gemara, hello, well, if that's really true, so ha the Tanya, surely we have a brisa that says, Hamoitzi shalheves lerosh lerushus harabim. What happens if somebody takes a flame, carries a flame into the rushus harabim? How exactly he carries it, Rashi will discuss. But we know there's a malach of hoitzah. You cannot carry from your home, which is rushus hayochid, to the street, which is the rushus harabim, on Shabbos. So what happens if you carried a flame? Took a candle, for argument's sake, from your home and you put it in the street.
Isn't it muksa? I mean, I didn't discuss muksa.
But here there's more serious problems. Forget muksa, which is just an issue of a derabbanon, but you've carried. And the brayse indeed says, you're chayev. Chayev means you have done an issa d'iraisa. Okay, so what's the problem? Says the Gemara, but why? Am I chayev? Why are you telling me that the person is chayev? Surely, ma she'okar loy heiniach, uma she'heiniach loy okar, question mark. We always know that in every hoitzah on Shabbos, there are two parts. What are the two parts? There's the akira, no, and the Hanocha. Akira, literally translated, is the uprooting of the article from its original place. And Hanocha is the placing of it in its new place. Now, in a classic Hoitzah, if I take a chair from my home into the street, so how do I do that? I first pick up the chair whilst it's in my home. That's called an Akira. I've uprooted it from its original place. I walk out the door holding the chair, and then when I arrive in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I put it down in its new place. That's called Hanocha. Why is that a Malocha? Because the very item that I uprooted from its original place, that's the item that I've now placed in a new Mokim, Akira and Hanocha. Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that a flame is always being reborn, not only when you light one flame from another. Jesus. Even a candle itself is always being reborn. The flame is always considered revitalizing itself. So at any given moment, the flame that you are looking at is not the flame that was there a minute ago. Imagine you see a bonfire, which has been alight for an hour, and you come at the end. The flames that you're looking at now, are those the flames that were there an hour ago? Or do we consider that? No. Obviously, there's further combustion or whatever it's burning now. That's the flame of now. But the flame that was here 5 minutes ago, that was burning something else. So therefore, so too with a candle. So if you're going to tell me that a flame is always re-energizing itself, and as it goes further down the candle, it's burning new wax or new oil, that's a new flame. So therefore, when you take a flame out from your home into the street, the flame that you place on the floor in the street is not the flame that you took out of your home. So therefore, whatever you did akira to, you didn't do hanocha to. Whatever you did hanocha to, you never did akira to. That's what the Gemara is saying. Masha okar loy hiniach, or masha hiniach loy okar. That which I replaced, I never uprooted. That which I uprooted, I never placed. So what's going on? So if indeed the Brisa says you are chayev, we clearly see that what? That we don't consider the flame to be re-energized. Rather, it's one continuous little flame. And as long as it's alight, it's the same original flame. If that's the case now, Rabbeisai, we're back to square one. We're back to square one. Why indeed? When the goy lit the flame on Shabbos afternoon, and then the second goy lit from that on Motzah Shabbos, you told me that that's awesome. So you'll tell me, yeah, that makes very good sense now because we view that as the original flame. But what about in the case of when a goy lit the flame on Shabbos afternoon and the Yisrael then lit from that on Motzah Shabbos, and then all of a sudden you told me that that's mutter? Says the Gemara, hello. La oilom di isura nami isa. You're right, the original flame is still here. However, v'chi komavarech, but when he is making a bracha, atosefta dehetera, the additional permitted part, komavarech. In other words, we had a question about whether a flame is always considered to be re-energizing itself, or is this the original flame? So on one hand, if the fact that you tell me that if you carried out a flame on Shabbos, you are chayev, it must be that this is the original flame. Otherwise, I'm not placing on the street the same flame that I uprooted in my home. So it must be the original. Well, if it's the original, so then why, when a goy lit a candle on Shabbos afternoon and the Jew lit a flame from that on Motzah Shabbos, why don't I say, excuse me, that's the original flame? And the answer is because there are both here.
In other words, it's a taruvus.
It's a taruvus of the original Issa flame, but there's also considered to be in it additional new flames.
But how do you distinguish between or separate? How do you do borer between the old part and the new part?
You don't. So for when I put my fingers by the flame, I am making a bracha on a heter flame. The fact that it's going on a flame which is lit on Shabbos, fine. I'm not intending to the bracha to take effect on that. So everything is reconciled. On the one hand, I understand why you are chayev for hoitzah on Shabbos. because you have indeed transported one item from your home to the street, because the flame that you put on the street definitely incorporates in it also the original flame. The fact that there are new flames as well, fine, that's irrelevant when it comes to the malacha of hoitza. So therefore, with regard to the hoitza, we're keen to home in to the fact the original flame is here, at least in part. And it's that original flame that you're chayav hoitza for. With regard to the Havdalah, I say on Motzah Shabbos, what flame have you got in front of you? And the answer is, it's true, it's part of the original, but it's also a new flame. And it's that new flame that you're making a bracha. So what now needs answering? What needs answering is, have we dealt with nochri minochri? When a goy lights from a goy. So on Motzah Shabbos, why don't we say, there's part new flame, part old. The part old I'll ignore, and I'm making a bracha on the new flame. And that's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, nochri minochri nami. Question mark. So if you're telling me that a flame re-energizes itself, at least in part, such that there is a new flame, so why don't I say that when a goy takes a flame from a goy, yes, the original flame is here, but there's also part new flame. Says the Gemara, Ein hochanami. You're right. Technically, you're right. That when a goy takes a flame from a goy, that new flame is part old and part new. And if it's part new, I should technically be allowed to make a broch on it, just like the Jew who takes the flame from a goy. The same should apply when a goy takes a flame from a goy. So why doesn't it? Gezeira. It's a brand new gezeira. Mishum nochri rishon v'omad rishon.
Right, that's what I was saying, basically.
Because we're always worried that if you take a flame, you use the flame that a goy took from a goy, then you'll be confused and you might then end up taking a, be making a bracha on a candle, which is the original. How can it be the absolute original? Rashi is going to explain. Imagine the original goy lit the flame just before the end of Shabbos, and you now take a flame from that immediately after a Shabbos, that's considered only to be the old flame. That's got no new fire in it yet. That's the case that really will be asa, and therefore, because of a gezeira, I always outlaw goy from a goy because of that particular case. Okay, we're running out of time. There is a number of Rashis that we have to see, but as I said, tomorrow we'll begin with the Rashis, and then we'll make our way down to the bottom of the Gemara. It's really not difficult Gemara from here on in.
Shakara. Okay,